A short welcoming ceremony in Falémé, eastern Senegal, was recently followed by a long speech by the Minister of Mines, Ousmane Nghom.
Le projet de l'exploitation du fer de la Falémé.
He said the deal between the government and Luxembourg-based ArcelorMittal to develop iron mines in Falémé will bring in hundreds of billions of CFA francs, which would be about $250 million. Senegal's media say extraction will begin in 2012, but the government is already busy promoting the project. Minister Nghom said the whole eastern region will benefit and that between 10 to 20,000 new jobs will be created. He said the company will also build Senegal's first steelmaking plant, as well as roads, bridges, and a new health center. He said it was very important for President Abdoulaye Wade that local populations benefit. One of many other promises he mentioned was a program of grants for students to attend university for free. ArcelorMittal also held an information session on Senegal's main university campus in the capital, Dakar. The rector of the Cheikh Anta Diop School, Abdul Salam Sall, said his university was ready to adequately train students to become steel managers of the future. One professor said a partnership with ArcelorMittal would allow the university to finally get out of its ghetto toward the real world. ArcelorMittal says the world may be facing its first steel shortage in decades. Economic reports say steel companies are running at full capacity, with steel prices surging as India and China build houses and bridges and their upper classes buy appliances and cars. ArcelorMittal officials said Senegal could really benefit from this situation. Steel is an alloy made up of iron and carbon. Back in the eastern mining region, residents have heard these promises before. South African company Randgold and Canadian company Oromin are also mining in the region. During ceremonies to introduce ArcelorMittal, young men held up placards saying they want running water and electricity first. Tierno Diallo is a youth leader in the mining region's main city, Kédougou.
Since the mining company has arrived here, we're facing a lot of problems. The mining company have taken all our lands. We have problem to plow lands. We have no area where we can grow things. And apart from that, they have polluted our environment. We have no current water. Our children have problems to get good education. And apart from that, where young people here have problem to have employment. Even the mining companies who are here are not using them. They prefer to recruit young people from Dakar and not people from Kédougou. It's a very, 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 very bad situation for us. And government should do something to help for people who are living here.
The leader of a local women's association, Aida Konate, says mining companies grab land that was used to cultivate cotton, beans, and nuts, and that now many farmers are losing their livelihood. She says lakes, which used to be used for doing laundry, are dirty now. She says mining companies or the government should give people credit facilities so they can at least set up new businesses to become petty traders, rather than just watch foreigners get rich off the land they live on. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Dakar.